Yeah, well, we think the GMA believes that the minister's decision is regrettable and ill-advised and unfortunate, but we have to deal with it, and we can own our confidence in representing our members and taking the views of the people who are delivering policing on the front line of Ireland, who are at the coalface of policing, because what they have to say is more important to us probably than interacting with people in high office.
Has she effectively chosen sides then with the Garda Commissioner here?
Well, we don't want to be drawn into that, and we would hope that a senior cabinet minister would be beyond taking sides. It's not about sides, it's about finding solutions to the problems that face our members. And we believe the relationship we have with the Minister of Justice is in relation to issues that are outside of operational policing, which is actually the way it's supposed to be. So it's the Minister who has chosen, we believe, to bring concepts and issues into the conversation that don't belong there.
Is it a bit or slightly counterproductive now that neither the Commissioner nor the Justice Minister will be in attendance at this conference, where so many important issues facing the force will be talked about and they'll only hear it second hand?
Well, I suppose it's less effective when it's delivered through means of communication, but at the end of the day, it's our conference, it's our delegates' conference, it's about the elected representatives around the country to come forward and speak on behalf of the challenges of their members and make policy decisions. So while we usually enjoy the presence of the Commissioner and the Minister of Justice, we have a lot of business to do, we have a lot of issues to address, and certainly we believe it will be a productive conference for our members and for our delegates and for the people who are putting on uniforms and putting themselves in harm's way and dealing with the challenges out there on the front line.